Hey everybody, I'm Jake. I'm a sex and love addict. I'm grateful to have been asked to speak here today. I've got 8 years sober in this program, maybe coming up on 9 in August, I guess. And this program changed my life drastically for the better. It saved my life in a lot of ways, and I'm deeply committed to showing up for this program. And today is a special day for me because today is my wife and I's 1 year marriage anniversary. And we're gonna go to the LA Arboretum where we got married, and where we had a date the first day that I told her I love her, and we're gonna bring our baby with us, our baby Siobhan that was born last August 31st. You know, all of my dreams are coming true as a result of this program, and for that reason, even though I am not a morning person and I haven't slept very much in the past few days, I said yes to showing up and speaking, because by coming and speaking and being of service, I'm saying thank you to God and I'm treating my disease. Last night I drove an hour and a half down to Irvine. I live in Altadena, and spoke for 45 minutes and then drove an hour and 15 minutes back. And that's, you know, not some big sacrifice, but I've been basically working every waking moment this week. But God gave me this life that I have, and the only way I can say thank you, the only way I can treat my disease, is by being of service. The way that I treat my disease is through unity. That's coming to you and sharing what's going on with me and being honest with you and telling you what's in my heart. It's through recovery, which is working the steps with my sponsor, and it's through service, which is helping a fellow addict achieve sobriety. I'm super grateful that I've been sober 8 years in this program. I spent most of my life molding myself into what I thought other people wanted me to be. I spent a lot of my life trying to be as famous as I possibly could. I thought that if everyone knew my name, I could be enough. I also thought that if I seduced as many people as possible, that I would be enough. None of these things were true. You know, I have an addiction, and characteristics of an addiction are physical allergy, which is a dopamine reaction in my brain to a compliment or a look or a fantasy or a date situation, and that triggers something in me that makes me need tons more. And in SLAA, I get to change my relationship with that. Addiction is also classified by a mental obsession. If I'm thinking about doing a certain thing or getting in touch with a certain person, I'm not going to stop thinking about it until I do. And it's characterized by a spiritual malady. So it's a threefold disease. A spiritual malady is that I'm never comfortable where and when I am. So I wish it were a couple hours from now, or I wish it were 2 years from now. When I'm at a party, I wish I were home. Why am I at this party with all these people? I'm tired. I just want to be home. When I'm home, I'm like, well, everybody else is at some party. I'm not cool. I suck. I should be at a party. I'm never okay with where I am and when I am. And it's a spiritual sickness that I have. And it makes it so I have a hole within me that I can never fill with. I can never have enough sex. I can never have enough love. I can never have enough compliments. I can never have enough validation. I can never have enough people coming to my shows or positive reviews or purchases of my artistic content to be enough. And that was the place I was in when I came into this program. I was in a band with a woman that I was breaking up with over and over and over again. She dumped me 14 times in 10 months while we were trying to go on tour and have a residency and all this other stuff. My heart was just being ripped out of my chest over and over and over again. And I was showing up for it. I was asking for it. You know, I was receiving the information that this person wasn't available. And I was coming back for more every time and being driven crazy by it. And that's my addiction. You know, step two says a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity. If I look up sanity in the dictionary, it says soundness of mind. If I look up soundness, it says without flaw. Do I really believe that my brain can be restored to being without flaw? That's a tall order, perhaps slowly over a period of time. But, you know, insanity is just hurting myself, you know? Step two is a little bit wider of a hoop than I might think it is that I need to jump through. Do I believe that a power greater than myself, which very well could be SLAA, do I believe that SLAA can stop me from hurting myself for a little while, you know? I think it can. If I really think it can, am I going to let it? That's step three, right? Step three, I give up. I'll let you. You do it. You do it. I'm going to stop trying to do it myself. I am no longer qualified to run my love life, and I'm going to let SLAA run it. I'm also no longer qualified to run my friendship life, and I'm going to let SLAA run that. You know, I'm no longer qualified to run my business relationships. You know, I'm triggered by all relationships. I'm confused by all relationships. I get caught up in needing validation, and it messes up every corner of my life, or at least it used to. Now it really doesn't. Thanks to SLAA, I have boundaries in my workplace. I don't try to date my clients or become best friends with my clients. Thanks to SLAA, when I do sales for my business, I don't follow up over and over and over again, bothering people to death. I wait a day or two. I let it go. You know, we go through withdrawal in this program, and, you know, there's a big difference between AA and SLAA. In AA, we just say, okay, I can't drink, so I'm never going to drink again. But in SLAA, one has to have relationships. One has to go out into the world and see people that might be attractive to us. One has to exist. So what is the balance there? Well, first we go through withdrawal and we take all of these things that give us a hit, all of these things that soothe us, and we take them away and we're left with ourselves and God. And in that space during withdrawal, we are challenged to either develop a relationship with God and ourselves, to get to know ourselves, and to learn to get our self-worth and our sense of love from God and from ourselves, or go crazy and leave the program. And it's in that crucible that a change takes place. And then we are given some of these things back, and God participates in our use of these things, so dating becomes different. I came into this program, I went through withdrawal, I started dating, time passed, I had my first healthy relationship ever. It was only a week or two, as we'd been dating for a couple months before we got to the relationship part, and then we broke up. I switched sponsors from a very rigorous one to a very calm and loose one, from rigid to loose sponsorship. And time continued to pass, and eventually I started dating the person I'm dating today. I'm married to her, and it's important that we still go on date nights and have dates. Today we're going to have a little date family afternoon to the Arboretum to celebrate our anniversary. So at some point I hit the 11th step, and my sponsor, my first sponsor, instructed me to meditate for 5 minutes a day, every day. And you know, I came into this program sober 7 years in AA. I'm 16 years sober in AA right now. And actually, I'm 16 years sober in AA 16 days from now. So, you know, I've been sober for a while, but I'd never really engaged with the 11th step in this way. And I believe that the 11th step asks us to constantly grow, to constantly challenge ourselves, to stay at the edge of our comfort zone in this program, to not be complacent. Being an addict is like walking up a down escalator. If I do just enough, I will stay in place. If I don't do much, I will go right down the escalator. If I do a lot, I'll start to move up when I'm walking up the down escalator. I'm trying to pull up the 12 steps so I don't have to try to quote them. But let's see. So, you know, the 11th step, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, right? So I need to continuously be seeking to improve my conscious contact with God. And that could take a lot of forms. It could mean joining other programs, like I moved from AA to Al-Anon to DA to SLAA, or it could mean outside help like therapy. It could mean all sorts of different things, but I need to continuously seek to improve. And there's a little hidden message that a sponsor of mine pointed out in step 10, 11, and 12. In step 10, it says continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. In step 11, it says sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. And step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to other addicts and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. And if we take a certain word from each of those steps, we get continued to improve our practice. Continued to improve our practice. And that's what I believe is the message that's in those steps, is that I need to continue to improve my practice. And so for me, you know, I understand that unity, service, and recovery are what treat my addiction. So if I'm going to continue to improve my recovery, I'm going to continue to work steps, and maybe work the steps in a different way, work the steps in a deeper way. For example, I'm currently working the anorexia steps out of the Orange Anorexia pamphlet, which is extremely useful for me.
2 minutes.
Thank you. And going into other programs and working the steps in those programs is extremely useful, as well as meditating 5 minutes a day, sometimes 7 minutes a day, sometimes 10 minutes a day. And I find that when I do meditate, it's a completely different day from when I don't meditate. If I don't meditate, a lot of times I'm responding from instinct, and I'm not actually present. If I do meditate, a lot of times I'm present, I'm in the moment. That's where God is in the present. I'm actually in the space that I am because I meditated. And if I'm present, I can respond to what is actually happening rather than what I might imagine is happening. And if you're newer, you can meditate between all sorts of things throughout the day. If I'm running late for a meeting and I run into the meeting, the vibe of the meeting might be a little bit different than the vibe that's in my head as I'm running to the meeting. I get to that meeting, I can meditate. Or if I'm about to go into work, I can meditate for a minute in my car before I go into work. But just taking that moment to close my eyes and breathe and ask God to reveal itself to me and get present can just really change the course of my day for the better. So I know I've got 30 seconds left. I'm going to go like 30 more seconds over just to wrap up my story. You know, through withdrawal, through the processes of SLAA, I developed an authentic relationship with myself. I learned who I really was. My hobbies changed. My activities changed. The places I went and the people I hung around with changed. And the reason they changed was because I went from doing things that I did because I wanted other people to like me to doing things that I did because I liked doing those things. And that put me around different people, and that changed my life. And what ended up happening was I found a relationship in which I showed up as the person that I actually am. And I was honest about who I was and my interests. And so was she. And a year ago we married. On date zero, I said, this is before we went on a date, we knew each other, and I said, I think I might ask you on a date, but you should know, I only want to date someone who wants to have kids one day. And that's an easy way to get out of having a date if the other person doesn't want to have a date. But I've been on enough dates where the person on the first date let me know that, and I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I know what I want and who what I want out of life. I've learned to ask for it. And this person told me, of course, that's something that she's interested in. We went on some dates and we fell in love and we got married a year ago and our baby was born. I'm so, so grateful that we get to go to the Arboretum today and walk around as a family on our 1 year anniversary. And one last thing, cause it's romantic, it's real quick. We have this symbol between us of an orange rose, and at our wedding we exchanged orange roses as a symbol, and this house that we're renting now has this little orange rose bush outside, just a little bush, and it normally blooms like one or two blooms, but today it's blooming 17 blooms, and it's just beautiful. Thanks so much for letting me share.